their direction, but they are from a sentry post.
Looks like things have really heated up. The outsider with the pox, and Conroy's mercy's getting blaster happy. Guess that fat bastard Yardie doesn't know what to do except pull in all his sentries.
Maybe only some sick go in. Still keep frosty.
Triple red still, everyone. Lead on, Jack.
The young warrior moved out into the moonlight, leading the party along the edge of town. They skirted the tilled fields, with the southerly blacktop cutting across the lands to their left. As they left the Ville's built-up area behind them, Jack led them on a zigzagging path that took them through the scrub areas that had the most cover. Suddenly he pulled up, with a gesture for them to stop.
Sec post?
Tink decided. Wait.
Without another word, Jack disappeared into the undergrowth, using the scant cover between their position and the sec post so skillfully that he was invisible even to the companions. Within a few minutes, he returned.
Empty. Must be in veil.
Good. This is what we need. Move out, but still keep low and on triple red.
Falling into the familiar formation with Ryan in the lead and JB at the rear, they began to move through the scrub and out beyond the deserted sec post. The scrubland provided them with some cover until they were able to cross the ditch at the side of the blacktop and from there head south. After a half hour's progress, Ryan called a halt and asked JB to take a sextant reading for their position. The armorer complied.
We need to move over that way if we're heading southwest. How far out do you think they're camped?
Dunno. Could be some way. I'd guess they'd put at least 2 days' distance between them and Crossroads, just for sec purposes.
Gonna be a long haul, then. And what if we miss them?
They not miss us, if get close.
Although the area seemed deserted and dark, they still crossed over the road one at a time, keeping low while the others provided cover for whoever was making the trip. Vigilance couldn't be dropped for a moment. Once they were all over, they headed into the scrub and the first clump of dwarf elms before establishing a camp. Ryan took first watch while the others tried to snatch some sleep. They had no idea how long it'd take them to find the gate, and they'd need to be awake and alert when the sun rose once more. For 2 days they trekked across the lush earth of the region. There was no sign of a camp, and no indication that anyone else had passed that way for some time, which was no surprise. They knew that the gate could camouflage a camp better than any other group they'd come across, and that the tribe was also adept at covering its tracks. Yet it seemed that this land had been unspoiled by human habitation for some time. The first day was uneventful. The trek wasn't difficult, and it was merely a matter of covering the territory and keeping alert for danger. There was no sign of anything except small mammals and birds. It made it hard to keep on triple red. Perhaps that was why the events of the second day caught them unawares. Since daylight on the first day, they'd been aware of a hill much like the one that they'd emerged from when leaving the redoubt some weeks before. It was right in their path on a southwesterly course, and from the first they'd marked it as a possible gate camp. It was wooded enough to provide cover, and its raised sides would enable the tribe to scout the land for miles around. So, when they finally reached the foot of the hill, they ascended with caution. There was no sign of any human life, but this was the Gate Tribe. Anything was possible.
Perhaps they are camped on the far side of the hill.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
The hill's gradient wasn't particularly steep, but it was eroded, and in places parts of the rock and soil had fallen away to form sudden ledges. They were passing just such a point, and as Mildred's foot came down on the spot where Ryan, Jack, and Christy had just walked, the soil and scree beneath, holding the earth onto the rock, began to move.
Oh, shit!
She was pitched sideways by the sudden space that appeared underneath her. She felt herself turn in the air as if in slow motion. The sky and hillside turned around her. She was aware of the others appearing at the corner of her vision, jolted from view by the crack of her head against the rocks. She turned head over heels, her thick coat providing some protection from the impact of her body on the rocks.
Millie!
JB futilely moved forward, only to see her tumble down the side of the hill. He edged closer, testing the loose surface as he watched her body hit the hillside like a rag doll. Dean's hand restrained him.
Wait, JB! Any closer and you'll bring the rest of it down on her!
JB stepped back quickly, suddenly realizing that the younger Carter was right. The soil, scree, and rock along the path where they just walked was loosened and dangerous. Below them, Mildred had come to a halt. Every bone and muscle in her body ached, but nothing appeared badly damaged. She'd been lucky, but luck was holding by a tenuous thread. The falling rocks had roused a flock of birds that nested on the dwarf elms on the hill's summit. They rose, large and dark against the sky.
Shit. Looks like there's about 20 of the bastards.
I don't look friendly. She's easy meat for them right now if they want.
Ryan, would I be correct in assuming we must draw their fire in order to prevent the good Dr. Wyeth from becoming a target?
You got it, Doc. They're mean-looking bastards, and Mildred's still out of action.
Shut the fuck up, you two.
Hold it, JP. We can get her after we've gotten rid of them. Wait till they swoop.
The companions didn't have to wait long. With one circling motion up above, the flock turned and dove on the waiting companions as they stood on the hillside path. Ryan raised his Steyr, Jack had the .357 Magnum Colt Python ready, Dean raised his Browning High Power, and Christie steadied her aim with the .38 caliber Smith & Wesson Model 640. Doc raised the Lamar percussion pistol, deciding that the shot charge would do most harm, and he would use that first, while JB raised his Uzi set to rapid fire, with which to sweep blaster fire across the flock. It was at that point, as they were about to begin, that Mildred began to move on the hillside below. She too could see the flock of birds above, and although she couldn't see her compatriots preparing to fire, she was well enough aware of Deathland's wildlife to know that the birds were hostile and she was vulnerable. She pulled her Checkmate ZKR target pistol from its holster, but painfully noted how slow her fall had made her. As the flock descended, some of the birds suddenly veered away from the main group and began to dive toward Mildred, who was only just now drawing the ZKR.
Dark Knight!
JB changed the angle of his Uzi so that he could fire into the group of birds as it passed him. As the birds drew level with the path on which he stood, he squeezed gently on the trigger. He moved the Uzi from side to side, trying to take them all out in one blast. He was almost successful. Most of the birds were ripped apart in mid-flight. A rain of feather, blood, and flesh fell upon the side of the hill, splattering the rocks and earth, and covering Mildred in their stench.
Shit!
Two birds, however, had managed to avoid being chilled by being on the far side of the group. As they homed in on the struggling Mildred, she had a chance to see how big they were. Looking like eagles, they had bodies the size of an average dog, and a wingspan that kept them flying far enough apart for her to have to adjust her aim rapidly if she were to take out both of them. She took aim at one of the birds. The ZKR shell flew straight into the creature's head, morphing it into a spray of blood, feather, and bone. The lifeless corpse kept coming and hit the ground near her. She tried to readjust her aim, but her injured arm failed to respond.
Damn it!
The bird was surely going to land on her, beak and talons tearing at her weakened and unprotected body. But then the bird changed trajectory, veering sideways to hit the ground near her, a trail of blood and intestine pouring from the hole ripped in its side.
What the hell?
Looking up, Mildred saw Doc staring down, the steaming Lama aimed in her direction. JB looked across to Doc.
Damn fine shot, Doc. Thanks.
One always endeavors to do one's utmost, my dear John Barrymore. Now, shall we try to rescue poor Dr. Wyeth?
After they'd picked their way down the hillside and collected Mildred, Ryan decided that they'd travel around the bottom of the hill until they reached the far side. It was obvious that the gate wouldn't have set up camp where there was such a predatory flock without neutralizing the danger first. It wasn't worth risking another earth slide like the one that had nearly chilled Mildred, who was bruised and aching. It took her the best part of a day to get back to speed, so their progress was slow. But at least she was alive and without any major injuries. It took the best part of the following day for them to get beyond the shadow of the hill, and they just entered a patch of wooded land when Christie stopped them, her hair curling protectively around her head.
What is it, Christie?
I'm not certain, Ryan, but there's a need to be wary here.
Okay. Blaster's ready. Triple red. We'll stay in formation, but keep it tight and real frosty.
The trees were more of the dwarf elms, and what they lacked in height, they made up for in the density of their cluster. The roots were above ground, making the floor uneven and a trap for less cautious feet to catch and break among the rock-hard wood. There was no direct path, only an uneven trail that wound through the trees. The overhead canopy was thick and cut out most of the sun's light. They were groping their way through in this semi-darkness and were listening intently for any other sign of activity. Jack suddenly stopped.
Others, coming left, right, maybe 6, 7, and quick.
Ryan strained his ears and stared hard into the gloom. It was almost impossible to see or hear anything, except...
Fire blast, they're almost on us!
He raised his Sig Sauer.
Where the hell are they? I can't...
A slender figure dropped from the trees above and onto Mildred's shoulders. Other warriors suddenly...